It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Fresh Oil. This week, we're talking about the waiting room of God. When you're in those in-between seasons, when it seems like God has pressed pause and you're in God's waiting room, that's what we're talking about all week long here on Fresh Oil. Today, I want to talk to you on the subject of waiting without withering. My text today is Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8, and this is what it says. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green, and it has no worries in a year of drought, and never fails to bear fruit. Now, if you've been with us this week, you know we've been leaning into one of the hardest places in our faith. The place between the promise and the fulfillment, the prayer and the answer, the word and the breakthrough. We call it waiting, but more accurately, it's a refining room. It's a holy space where God stretches us. He then speaks to us in the silence and he shapes our character. And today's message is called Waiting Without Withering, and I want to talk to those of you who feel like your strength is fading. You've been believing, you've been trusting, and you've even stayed faithful. But the longer the wait goes on, the more brittle your faith feels. Like a plant that's been stretched by sun and forgotten by rain. You feel like the spiritual leaves are starting to curl in your life. How do you wait well without drying up inside? How do you hold on without giving up and giving out? That's where we're going today because, friend, waiting does not have to mean withering. There is a way to flourish even in the drought. Let me begin with a picture. A few years ago, I visited an arboretum in a desert region. And there was one tree I couldn't take my eyes off. And the sign in front of it said, "This is the mesquite tree." Though planted in desert soil, its roots reach 100 feet deep in search of water. It flourishes not because of rain, but because of its root system. And that hit me. You see, the difference between a plant that withers in the heat and one that flourishes isn't the weather at all. It's roots. The same sun that scorches one is going to strengthen the other, depending on how deep it's anchored. You and I are not exempt from drought seasons in our life because life gets hot. Waiting gets long. But the key isn't to escape the season. It's to be rooted so deeply in the presence of God that no matter what happens on the surface, there's life flowing underneath in your roots. Man, when I think about Job and all he went through, I think that man had some deep roots. That's the picture Jeremiah gives us in chapter 17 when he said, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." He's rooted in God because he's going to be like a tree planted by the water. It does not fear when the heat comes, and its leaves are always green. That's how we wait without withering. Jeremiah said the tree is planted by the water, not near distractions, not in the opinions of people, not in the shallow waters of temporary affirmation or people patting you on the back, but in the deep streams of God's presence. And when you're in a waiting season, location matters. Where are you planted today, friend? Because when life gets dry, your root system will pull from whatever you're closest to. If you're planted in social media, you're going to pull up comparison, and you'll begin to compare yourselves with everybody else and how many likes you have on Facebook. If you're planted in busyness, you're going to pull anxiety. If you're planted in the approval of people, you're going to pull insecurity. But if you're planted in the Word, in prayer, and in worship, in the presence of God, then you're going to pull life. Psalm 1 said, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord. They are like a tree planted by streams of water." Another description of a tree that's going to flourish from the streams of water. Plant yourself today in God's presence, daily, intentionally, even if you don't feel anything, because roots, they grow in silence. You don't have to feel revival to grow in it. Just keep showing up. Keep opening your Bible. Keep returning to worship. The deeper your root system becomes, the less power your circumstances have over you. Do you know I've been pastoring the same church for over 41 years? And sometimes people say, "What's your secret, Keith? How did you last that long?" I said, "I just keep showing up. I keep showing up." See, Jeremiah said this tree has no fear when the heat comes. That's resilience. It doesn't say heat won't come. It just says you won't fear the heat, because it knows where its strength comes from. See, resilient trust means you're choosing to believe even when you don't see the results yet. You may not see water on the surface, but listen, the roots are going down deep and they're drinking in your resilience from God and that life-giving flow from the Holy Spirit. You may not see change in your body, in your child you've been praying for, in your finances, but something is happening underneath. God's moving below the surface. Faith that lasts, it must be resilient, friend, not fragile, not based on our circumstances. Anybody can rejoice when things are going well, but it takes roots to praise God when things are going bad. Let your prayer be this: Lord, I trust you, not just when you deliver, but even when you delay. And thirdly today, I want to tell you, you can bear fruit even in seasons of drought. Jeremiah said regarding the tree, it has no worries in a year of drought, and it never fails to bear fruit. How can a tree bear fruit in a drought? Because the source is not the rain, it's the river. See, you have a river, streams of living water that flow in you, according to the words of Jesus. Love that keeps coming even when you feel unloved. Peace that stands tall in the middle of uncertainty, and no matter what our world is going through. Kindness, even when no one notices you've got this kindness that God manifests in your life. And self-control when you're tired of waiting. Faithfulness when the fire keeps burning. That's fruit, friend, that grows even in times of drought. We're talking this week about the waiting room of God, and you might find yourself there right now. You'd say, "Keith, man, I prayed about something a long time ago, and I still haven't seen the answer to my prayers." Oh, God's answered. He just says you're in a waiting season. He says, hold on, because he has perfect timing. Galatians 5, it speaks about the fruit of the Spirit. And often, the Spirit grows that fruit during the slow, silent, stretching seasons, those seasons of wait. Your circumstances may be dry, but your spirit doesn't have to be dry. Stay connected to the living water, and you'll bear fruit even in the season of waiting. Let me ask you today, friend, are you rooted or are you shallow? See, many Christians today, they're shallow. They don't have the deep roots because they're basing their Christianity totally on a feeling and on their emotions. But listen, friend, you need to be rooted in God's Word and his faithfulness. The Bible says his faithfulness endures even unto 1,000 generations. You have to lean into what lasts. You have to reach deep for that living water. Now, if you're weary today, if your spiritual leaves are starting to dry out and curl, I want you to listen to what I say in these closing few minutes. This is not the end, my friend. You're not dying. You're not being punished. You're not forgotten. You're just being rooted. And when this season passes, and it will, you won't just survive. You'll flourish. You'll be stronger, deeper, and more fruitful than ever before. Say this out loud with me today, friends. Say, I can wait without withering because I am planted in the Lord. I want to pray for you today, Father, for every listener who's in a dry season right now. I just speak life into them today, God. I pray for the water of your Holy Spirit to flood their root system, God, and keep them from withering. Teach them to trust you in the process, that you have something good for them. The plans you have for them are good, Lord. Plans to prosper them and not harm them. Help them to plant deep worship through the silence and to bear fruit that will last, O God. And let this season produce something eternal in them and in Jesus' name. Friend, I so thank you for being a part of the program today. I believe it's no accident that you tuned in. Some of you today, you're in that season of waiting. You're in that dry time when it seems like you're not hearing from God. I want to reassure you, he is as close as the air you breathe. Tomorrow, we're going to teach on a message called The Purpose of Delay. We're going to look at some of the reasons why God delays. We're going to pull back the curtain on why God sometimes intentionally lets things take longer than we expect. Now, let me give you a story today that paints a picture of how God's delays are not his denials, but rather his design. There's a region in Death Valley, California, one of the driest, hottest places on earth. Nothing grows there, and the soil is cracked, it's sunbaked, and it's lifeless. But something happened in 2005 that stunned scientists and tourists alike. After a rare season where there were 7 inches of rain that fell in a single winter, the barren desert floor erupted into a sea of wildflowers. It was called the super bloom, and what everyone assumed was dead was actually just dormant, waiting for the right conditions. And seeds that had been buried under decades of silence and sun suddenly woke up because the timing was finally right. And that's how God works. You may think your calling, your healing, your breakthrough in your marriage, your breakthrough with your child has died under the heat of delay, but it's not dead, friend. It's just waiting for God's rain. Waiting for the moment only he knows is best. And when the rain begins to fall, it won't be a trickle. It'll be a super bloom of purpose, beauty, and fruitfulness in your life. Delays develop depth, friend. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.